You don't need a Ouija board to contact the dead. If you've lost a loved one, you don't need to waste money listening to a medium. And you certainly don't need to listen to the kind, reassuring words of wisdom from the religious. They honestly have no idea. All you need to do is listen to me. And afterwards you can continue with what's left of your time being you. You were right about all your thoughts and feelings over the time you've been living, about everything. You're special, more special than you realise. Who the hell am I to tell you this? What do I know? Well, I've been watching you ever since you were growing in your dead mother's womb. When you check yourself alone in the mirror, I'm right with you, sitting on your shoulder. And when you're in deep thought and you can't recall what you've just done, it was me who took over your actions. And those times when you dropped a plate or spilled a drink, I'm sorry, that was me just having a laugh with you. And when you know you've left your keys in the usual place and they're nowhere to be found, sorry, it was me being a very naughty demon. A demon. I'm not allowed to talk to you or allow you to see me, but I worked out how to get to talk to you without getting caught. So, although I'm with you right now in real life, invisible to your eyes, my voice is coming through those speakers. You were expecting one of those audio stories, weren't you? But trust me, I'm far more exciting than any other voice you'll ever hear, because I know your dead by date. And I know when the next time you're going to cry like a little baby. I bet you didn't know that demons plan everything that has happened and will happen to you in real life and in death. You know, I met with many people from your birth family that passed long ago. They were boring compared to you. Old school attitudes, fearful, twisted and bitter. Best forgotten forever, that lot. I'm sorry I didn't catch their names, but I can guarantee I made them wish they would live again and right their wrongs. I'm doing this, risking my own neck by having this one-way conversation, because I like you. And I want to make a deal with you. You see, I'm just a simple, ordinary demon doing my thing, but I'm prepared to rewrite your future if you let me experience something that I've never experienced, and probably unlikely to. I want to be you for just 13 hours. I'm not interested in being human, but I'm interested and want to feel what it's like to be in love. You love that someone special in your life. I've seen you, watched you, smelt you, and I'm jealous. All you need to do is give me permission, a bit like those silly made-up vampire stories where they need an invitation to enter someone's house. If you do this for me, I'll make sure your future will be like a wonderful, rich and fantastic dream. Go on then, invite me into your beautiful skull. I'll be gentle inside you, and no one will know you're not you. That sounds funny. I'm about to be you for 13 hours. Go on, invite me into your skull. Last chance now. This is the real deal. A once-in-a-lifetime offer. Literally. You don't have to invite me out loud. Just think of the word invite. There you go. Okay, here goes. I've just moved along your ear canal and I'm now inside your skull. You'll be leaving yourself soon. Oh, I like it in here. I can now see what you see, the colours and sounds. Wow. My own single eye view was just in black and white, but you've got two eyes that see in colour. Oh, and to breathe like you. I can taste the toothpaste in your mouth. I'm staying. I'm not going to lie to you anymore. 13 hours and then back to my usual dwarf demon self. No. You're going to leave your body in a few moments and you'll be able to watch me being you. And I won't hear your screams and tantrums. I'm now no longer an invisible demon. I've changed places with you forever. Well, you invited me. Yes, I'm pushy. Never trust an impish, nasty, manipulative demon like me. I was sort of telling you the truth, though, because your future will now be just a dream. I'm going to enjoy the most of being you until your beating fragile heart stops.